Hi, welcome back to Serving Up Success with a Splash, where brilliance meets barroom banter. Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, the corporate cockroach, and I'm joined by
Angie Snowball, the Renaissance Woman.
And I am Dr. Navdej Dasanjh, and Angie and Bruce are kind enough to call me the Strategy Doctor, and I love that, guys. Thank you for calling me that. Angie, how was your week off? How have you been?
Oh, it's good. I got a weekend away. Thank you guys for handling the show. I was, as Natej guessed, in a bar having way too much fun to actually intelligently communicate. But we had a great 50th celebration and I came back with power, force, and clarity. So I'm ready. How about you, Natej? Good week?
I had a really good week, a brilliant week, actually. All I'm doing is conveying the sense, the emotion of what I did. I can't remember why I think it's brilliant, but I'm just conveying the sense that it's been a good week. And what about you, Bruce? How do you think it was just me and you last week without Angie? Well, we really missed her, didn't we?
We did. We always miss our Angie.
But we
still had some fun and drinks, not at the pace I'm sure Angie was at, but it was all good.
Talking of drinks, I am going to talk us through the cocktail this week, but I'm not going to make it. And I think we're going to let's play with this where we talk through the cocktail rather than make it. Because I just thought it might be an idea to stop being fiddly with stuff and just get on with our banter. This week's cocktail is a Crystal Collins. Crystal Collins. I have no idea why it's called a Crystal Collins. Maybe it's a twist on the Tom Collins, the classic Tom Collins. But here we go. Here are the ingredients. It's a bit of gin. 1.5 ounces of gin, maybe, or 2.5 if you're feeling that way, or 3.5 if you're Angie. Who knows? An ounce
good
of
good idea, though, says I like it.
an ounce of lemon cordial, clarified lemon cordial. I don't know what that is, guys. I do not know what clarified lemon cordial is, but just look at the label. A little bit of dry vermouth. A quarter of an ounce, 2 drops of saline solution.
Well, that is what we put in our eyes, right? I mean, do you get this somewhere else? Needless to say, I didn't put it in my drink. I was like, I feel like I put that in my eyes.
I'm beginning to regret why I just didn't go for another beer. Okay, but here we are. Okay, and then sparkling water. And then what do? You shake it all up. You top it with a bit more sparkling water. You garnish it with a bit of lemon peel. And there we are. Bob's your uncle. Cheers, guys. So good to be back with all three of us again. Bob's your uncle. Yeah. Have you not heard Bob's your uncle before? You guys got to get out.
No, there. I love it. I've heard it. It just makes me laugh all the time. Especially when British people say it. It's so much funnier. Like when we say Bob's your uncle, it's just not nearly as cool.
Actually, you're right, Angie. When you just said Bob's your uncle, there was tumbleweed. There was quiet silence and tumbleweed just going across and people whistling quietly, looking the other way when you said it.
Exactly. It's some things you need to be British for. That's one of them.
So
Pim's and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, get us started, Bruce. Look at this. Bruce has to shut us up. Shut us up,
oh,
Bruce. Get
oh, started. No. I just wanted to say, kind of the intent of the drinks, we try to do this, is that the Crystal, as you said, Natej, it is a takeoff of the Tom Collins. But tonight's whole episode is about being crystal clear. And so that's the reason we selected this drink. Sometimes, other than just the topic. All right. So as we do in every episode, we bring you one big idea to kind of level up your life, your career, or business. And we serve it up straight, but just with a little bite.
A bite.
So, you know, grab your glass, get ready to sip, and learn. And kind of laugh. You can laugh at us. After a few drinks, we'll make a little more sense. But you can laugh at us in the
intro. You laugh at us from the beginning. So I think it's perfectly acceptable for you to laugh as well.
So Angie, did you have a question? I know you had a question for Natesh.
Yeah. So anyway, I think, so first of all, one thing I noticed was when we start our shows, like we're so used to what we're talking about, sometimes we don't really define it. I've had some people come back and say, "Man, that diamond mapping was amazing. I wish I'd have known what the hell it was before you started talking." So I think clarity is clear, but what we're talking about, it goes hand in hand with focus, right? We have to be very clear on what we're looking for and what we want to do. And that's in life and business and our career and everything. So part of the goal of our show is to take these concepts that help you succeed in all of those. So if you're somebody that says, "I don't own a business," I don't care. We got something for you. If you're saying, "I do own a business," we got something. If you're saying, "Look, I'm at home with seven kids," we probably got something for you too, especially clarity. So that's what we're doing today, is we're going to start asking ourselves, like, how do we find clarity? How do we get there? And Natasha said, when we were talking about what we wanted to do, he's like, we started talking about whether or not it's evolving and changing. So I'm going to throw that to Natasha. I mean, we kind of all have an idea of what clarity is, but it's our idea, right? And has that idea been evolving? Has it been changing?
Angie, I did not know you were going to throw this question at me just because we were talking about it a couple of days ago.
You're
So
welcome.
in some ways, right, of course, why would clarity change? It's a word, it has a definition. Why would it change? And we're gonna hit the high notes about what clarity means and what it doesn't mean over the next 50 minutes. But yeah, I have the view, and I want to check this out with you guys. I have the view that it is changing. No, I'm going to rephrase that. I have the view that it has to change. And here's why. Two words: artificial intelligence. Okay. If you think about artificial intelligence, we've had one show on it, we'll have more. It relies on something called prompts. You know, explain this, tell me more about this. And if you're asking ambiguous or unclear prompts, you're going to get it's going to lead to ambiguous and generic answers which don't lead to anything. So
Kind of like
clarity is
life,
evolving.
right?
It's
Ask
kind of like
yourself
life.
a dumb question, you're going to get a dumb answer. Like, keep
Sure.
asking, look at it. Like, what do you really, are you asking the right questions to yourself? It's very similar to asking AI a bad prompt. They're not
But
going to give
here's
you
the
what you're looking for.
Absolutely, absolutely, Andy. But here's the difference. Here's the difference. In the same way that AI done properly can rapidly augment us. Remember, we use that word, augment us. Doesn't replace us, augment us. If you ask it bad prompts, it can rapidly lead to a lack of clarity. So I say, in my view, it is changing. Not because the word, the definition's changing, just because artificial intelligence is playing so big a part in business and personal and professional life, all aspects of our lives. Of course, it's got to change. Of course, clarity, the whole notion of clarity, it's making it even more important than it was yesterday.
Well, the more noise there is, the easier it is to get lost. And clarity, like anything else we talk about, focus, your goal setting, these things are not ever something you do once. I mean, who's the same as they were a year ago? I'm not the same person I was a week ago. I mean, everything's changing, situations are changing. What we want changes, right? I mean, if you'd asked me what I wanted when I was 50, when I was 20, I can tell you it sure as hell was not this. But in a lot of ways, it's a lot better, right? So things change all the time, and it's important for us to focus on that. And I just think it's such a great point with AI, just drives home that that's what it's doing. It is making us stay on our toes. It is making us
Or
seek
not,
clarity,
or you're
asking
getting
better
it wrong,
questions.
right, Angie? Or you're getting it wrong. It's taking you into a different direction in a different way. I'd love to bring Bruce in here because you and I were talking about this, how it's changing. Bruce, what do you think? We didn't have the chance to talk about this.
Well, the simple truth is clarity is an absolute catapult in one's life, career, or business, as I pointed out earlier. And so to me, you know, AI is that additional layer of potential noise, which can be very misleading if you're not real clear as to what you're asking of it. But, you know, we all know a bunch of people, you know, they're running around like a chicken with their heads cut off, you know, kind of spinning their wheels. And, you know, as I sat through thinking about the topic, you know, it's like kind of running in a dense fog when it's, or running when it's snowing, which I've done, you're a little bit more hesitant. And you're also kind of reacting to stuff that all of a sudden is in your view that wasn't there a second ago. Where with clarity, it allows you to hard charge. I mean, you will literally become unstoppable. But back to what you just said, you want to make goddamn sure you're going in the right direction.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's what clarity is. Everybody talks about focus, focus, focus. Well, that doesn't help if I don't know what I'm focusing on.
Right.
Clarity is the first step. What am I focusing on? Where do I want to go? Then you can focus. But like Bruce says, you don't know where you're running in the snow. Hell, you'll be out there and freeze to death.
You know. At this point, I'd love to just put some go back a step and then come back to AI in the later segments. Just want to add a couple of definitions of clarity, so that we're all on the same page and listeners are on the same page as us, or they can send in a note and say, hey, I don't think that was right. So two ways to think about this. One is, you know, a lot of books have been written about clarity, and a lot of business books have been written about clarity. And one way of summarizing it is the seven C's: clear, concise, concrete, coherent, correct, complete, courteous. Just really, to me, that always just simply defines what clarity is. But there's a second definition, or second way of looking at it, and it's this: it's all about brain overload or cognitive overload. You know, if you have a lot of if there's a lot of lack of clarity, there's more confusion. There's cognitive overload. There's brain overload. We're holding too much extraneous or stupid information in our heads because we didn't observe the seven C's. We didn't get clarity. I don't know what you guys think, but I just think, you know, that sort of, when we talk about clarity, good to have some sort of definition that we can all agree on.
But
definitely yours.
Yeah. Well, and that's such a key point. That's a bit of an epiphany for me, is that, and I know, you know, I think, as you said, Nitesh, we're probably going to talk more about this, but I know we got to go to break, so I'm being cued. But that was an interesting thought, because I can think of situations where when you're on brain overload, you can't think clearly. So having that clarity allows your brain to be optimized and how can I say it? Just be far more effective. So great point. I think we got to go to break. So
we were ready. Okay.
With that, take us away.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Lurice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Our music's a little funky today. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
like, are we back? Funky. I think we're back. Okay, we're back.
I like the music. Can we go back to having great music?
Well, I know. Let's not take his moves away.
So,
if you're listening
quick, Angie,
to this on Spotify, you need to watch it because Natasha's moves.
Angie, I'm glad you brought it up. I thought it was just on my end that the music was coming in and out. So.
And I was like, it's time to. And then I heard it again. I'm like, oh, shoot. Did I jump the gun? That sounds like me. Anyway, welcome back from the break. Thank you again, everyone who listens to us all the time. And I just give a quick shout out because I don't want to forget him. There's a show after us today. Art Fromm, he is doing
Making Seamless Sales.
Thank you. So he's not drinking with us. He's drinking after. So stay on today. Hang out. Hear from Art. He's going to be great. But as for us, going back to clarity. So we talked about why it's important. You got to have it. Now, how the hell do you find it? Right? Like, how do you start this process? Because I know for me, first of all, I started backwards. Right? I didn't realize that clarity is where I needed to start. But still, now that I even know what I'm looking for and what to do, I mean, it's still like a snipe hunt some days. Like, is it really out there or is somebody lying to me? Like, especially you see these people like, everything's so clear. I'm like, really? Are you serious? Because I feel like you're lying. I feel like I'm chasing you, right? Or the kids at the fair. I'm from the country, right? They used to chase these greased pigs and like try and get their tails and it took forever. I feel like that. I feel like I'm chasing this greased pig again back at the fairground. So
I gotta go to that fairground. I've never been to a fairground like that.
Oh, yeah. It's Hillbilly Central. We have demolition derbies where people get in cars and just drive around and ram each other. Yeah. You would, if you like truck drivers, Montez, you would love the Alexandria County Fair, let me tell you.
Honestly, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I think I'm missing out. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, it's an elusive thing, right? But amazing when you find it. So I'm going to tell one quick story because I want the guys to know what I'm asking of them. But telling some ways helping people find clarity. And I know there was one woman, she came to me for marketing, this incredible woman. She had three businesses and one of them was a dental firm. So she's a dentist that reached out and found two other firms. It's just a crazy lady. But she came to me and said, I just don't have time for marketing. I'm doing this and that and this and this and that. And I looked at her and she came to me for LinkedIn. Now, the number one thing she was coming for was a dentist office. And I said, well, let's think about this. Where's your target market? What do you want them to do? What are you trying to sell? So, and then we talked about it. And I said, now, how often do you think people are on LinkedIn looking for a job and think, damn, I got to go to the dentist? Or does it make them feel good? No, it adds one more thing to their list, right? Go to Facebook, spend your time on Instagram and Facebook, making people feel comfortable about going to the dentist, not guilty about not being there, making it fun, making it comfortable. And don't worry about LinkedIn. That's not your focus. Be clear about where you need to be and come back. And she looked at me and she goes, but you're the LinkedIn lady. I said, yeah, and I'm not going to put you somewhere you don't need to be. Let's think about what you're trying to do. So, I mean, not only did we save her countless hours, but her sales went up 30% in the first month that we changed her marketing strategy. Like, her customer list was full. She brought on two new assistants within 6 months. And she was not on LinkedIn. We just got clear on her strategy and where she needed to be. And then she could focus. So, I mean, I have 100 stories like this, but for me, it was sitting down with her and saying, well, think about, who do you want to come? Think about how they're feeling when they see this. Just thinking and going through the process, writing it down. I usually whip out a whiteboard if I can or something, you know, have them write it down helps. But that's how I started with her. And I do a lot of them similar to help find clarity, asking the right questions. So Bruce, I guess we'll start with you. What are some tips you have for your clients in helping them find clarity?
Well, you know, it's interesting, as you always do. A big part of this is enlisting other people. So, you know, I think of areas typically when I'm working with a small organization, you know, you take a look at their website and you think, how clear is the message that's being sent in terms of their services, the benefits? And really, it's not all about the services. It's how they're benefiting their customers. And do they have a clear understanding of their ideal client? And, you know, sometimes you risk the chance of you might be like insulting this business owner. Like, you know, I've been in business now a few years. But when you start, to your point, through a series of questions, you find out just how well defined is your ideal client in terms of age, sex. I mean, they look at you like, how does that matter? Because we're creating a demographic that with tools like AI and so much technology, we can get real finite, like with a laser. But you got to be crystal clear as to that ideal client. The other thing is how they message when they prospect, whether it be digitally, in person. What is your offer? And I could share, you know, I have a marketing group that I work with to market me. And I absolutely love the fact that every time I give my two sentence and I think it's crystal clear, somebody will come back and go, well, have you thought of, you know? So it is having conversations. And also, if you have existing clients, you know, that's a great source. But forget business. You do the same with your children.
Yeah.
You know, when you think you've made it clear as to what you expect them to do in terms of chores, you know, it's amazing what a difference in expectations there are. So it's in everything. It's clarity evolves from having an actual conversation beyond yourself to the point that it's crystal clear. And then you can launch forward. Did that make any sense?
Oh, it did. And you know what else I liked about it? So Natchez, you're welcome. I'm going to change your question. One thing he pointed out was that it's sometimes difficult to hear clarity. Sometimes people don't want to hear that criticism. And Natchez always talks about super smart people. I'm going to quote Conan O'Brien when he says, through disappointment, you can gain clarity. Yeah. And with clarity, you can gain conviction and true originality. And I love that quote because I think it says to us, if you really want to go the extra mile, if you want to be different, that true originality, if you really want to be committed to what you want to do, you have to have the clarity. And that might mean saying, shit, everything I've been doing is wrong. I got to start over. Even if I'm 40, 50, 60, whatever, it may be time to start over. So how do you deal with that, Natchez, when you find, how do you deal with giving that feedback to people? Like, I don't know how clear this is, and they're not happy to hear it. How do you get them back on track to finding clarity?
Well, the first thing is, can I just add a little bit of lack of clarity? Could you ask an easy question? Because that one sounds tough. Okay, all right. Okay, have it
that's your a real way. Question.
Yeah, okay, have it your way. So, by the way, I love that quote. Brilliant quote. I haven't heard it before and I love it. Thank you for sharing that. So I think I'm gonna piggyback on what Bruce said, but I'm not gonna avoid your question. And here's how I'm gonna piggyback on what Bruce said, and then segue into using a story into the question you just posed. I'm reminded a really good friend of mine, I'm not gonna name him, I'm not gonna name the company he went to see, but he advises governments, institutions, and businesses. He's just a guy that everybody listens to. And he's with a company, and he's recounting the story later. And they're talking about AI. And he's asking them questions. He's asking clarifying questions. And they said, could you just tell us what to do? Can't you just tell us which AI to use and how to use it and where to use it? And he said, it doesn't really work that way. We need to have some clarity about, and the best way to do that is to ask some searching questions. So piggybacking on what Bruce said, you've got to ask these great questions that Bruce very succinctly, you know, told us in a few minutes ago. But segueing to your point about how do you give feedback, I would say, you don't give feedback. Not that if people aren't ready to hear the feedback, don't give the feedback. Here's how I would deal it. Deal with it the way Bruce dealt with it. Deal with it the way my friend dealt with it. And if you're asking, there's a side product, a byproduct, a brilliant byproduct of asking great questions. You become a great listener.
True.
A fantastic listener. And Bruce, let me just say this line now, and then so that if you become a great listener, you're going to help somebody gain clarity. People aren't like all of us, the three of us, people aren't always ready to hear feedback. Be ask great questions, you'll become a great listener, an active listener. And within that dialogue, you'll find something that leads to helping somebody gain clarity. Sorry, Bruce, where you go?
No, I thank you for the additional. The other thing is people confuse clarity with certainty. They're not related at all.
Yep.
In fact, you want to leverage clarity when things are real ambiguous or uncertain. Clarity is just, what step are you going to take forward? You know, whether you're working collectively with a team, whether you're having this conversation with your daughter or your son that's about to choose potentially where they're going to go for their graduate studies or undergrad, whatever. It's not about certainty. It's let's just get clear as to some of the next steps we believe will get us to a level of certainty. And then when you do that, you take the small steps that you're getting real clear on as to what you're going to do. When they're successful, you start to gain a lot of confidence. But clarity has nothing to do with certainty and everything to do with how you're going to get to certainty. It's just, what's the next step I'm going to take? And how clear is that in my mind, as well as others, if they share in moving us forward?
Right. Bruce, and that goes back to chasing it all the time. Right. So obviously Natasha and I both have stuff to say, but we got 1 minute. We're getting kicked out. We got to go to break. And when we come back, Natasha is going to lead us in some other really cool questions like he always does. So Jesse, go ahead and take us to.
Misalignment within your sales team or with the client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A-Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A-Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Thank you for putting the music back, Jesse, for my section. I just really love that music. Can we just make the show an hour longer and just play the music for a bit longer each time? Maybe we should talk less and play more music.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I really love what we're going to talk about. I hope our listeners are going to love it too. I hope you guys are going to really love it because We did this the wrong way around slightly, but who cares? We like doing things our own way. We started talking, about AI. Then we started talking about definition. But there's an even base layer. There's an even more important core way of thinking about clarity. And it's to do with the brain. We all know, I'm not going to tell you which parts of the brain, or maybe I will, maybe I won't, but... love the excitement. Fake excitement, Angie. Love it. Yeah, I can't wait to hear. Maybe I won't hear. And so we all know that the different parts of the brain do different things. There's a part of the brain that deals with threat. There's a part of the brain that deals with calm decision making. Clear decision making. And here's the thing about clarity. If your goals are vague, if you don't have clarity, if you're not an active listener, if there's fog, if you're running in the snow, as Bruce said, that part of the brain that deals with threat is on alert. A lack of clarity puts the brain on alert, whereas having clarity weaponizes even a different part of the brain that is calm, that leads to better decision making, better cognitive functioning, better memory.
Okay, hold on for the slow kids here. So what you're saying is that it's all science-y. I'm like, hold on, stop before my brain's like, goodbye. So what you're saying is when we don't have clarity, that's when we kind of get into the busyness epidemic and we just start stressing out. And then when we get clarity, the stress goes away. Is that kind of what you're saying, roughly?
You know something? That's exactly what I'm saying. Can you write my scripts from now on? I know we don't do scripts. Can you just do that so I can say that stuff, Angie?
No, now you can continue. I just didn't want you to keep going and I was lost. Okay, ready, set, go.
That's so mean, but true. But anyway, the reason I'm excited is that I love thinking about that, as you said, you can choose to be calm. You can choose to make great decisions. And that's by having clarity.
Wow.
That's by being clear.
So it kind of like rewires your brain. Clarity.
It literally rewires your brain. It literally does that. It makes the threat part of the brain smaller and it makes the calm, sage-like part of your brain bigger. Literally bigger.
Wow.
How do you like physically do that? Because I would like to say my brain doesn't listen to me. I would like to say, hey, calm down. And it says, hey, no, piss off. I don't want to do that. So how do I make it like say, no? Is it just like if I have clarity, I won't get there? And when I get busy, I have to go back to finding more clarity? Just help me out there. What happens?
I think there are two ways. One, we're talking about clarity. Get clarity. And as Bruce said, as I was trying to interrupt you in the last segment, as Bruce said, it's not the same as certainty.
Yeah.
In fact, you need more clarity the more uncertainty you have. I thought Bruce's point was fantastic.
You know, the other thing, Angie, and this is very common, we all fall prey to it. So I don't, you know, we can pretend like we've got this in the bag. No, we all fall prey.
Yeah.
But some of the tricks you do is like on a daily basis, you know, when we talk about this clarity and how you can kind of spin out sometimes, especially when things don't go as planned. Having time set aside at the beginning of your day or whenever it works for you is to reflect what went well, what went, you know, what didn't go so well. What's something that I need to focus on? What's something I need to take off my plate? And what one step, again, clarity is about taking, just be real clear about the one step you're going to take to hopefully improve and move you towards more certainty. So it's a mental exercise that you want to kind of go through almost on a daily basis at the start of each day. And we're not talking 30 minutes here. We're, you know, spend five to 10 minutes thinking about your day, reflect on how the prior day went, because you're mentally getting into the groove of ensuring there's clarity before you launch into your day. Because remember, clarity gives you, it serves as a filter. If you do that mentally each day, you'll know the things you're going to say yes to. But more importantly, you're going to know the things you're going to say no to. Like, you know what?
Love that.
I am not going to do this today. Here are the things I need to focus on. But go through that. And literally 5 to 10 minutes at the start of each day, you'll be surprised how much clarity there is. And clarity doesn't guarantee, you know, the neat thing is, you know, you may take that step and go, oh, that was the wrong step. But now, you know, with great clarity, you need to do something else. But just the mental exercise of knowing what you're going to say yes to, what you're going to say no to, what you're going to focus on, what one bold action are you going to take? And by the way, we have an exercise at the end that will help everybody shift. But that really is one of the best tricks, at least with myself, clients, people I've worked with, that really does help.
And, you know, I think I love that he said what not to do. So I do actually have a lot of clarity. Shockingly, if you knew me 3 years ago, I didn't. But I think a lot of that's because I work with a hypnotherapist and he holds me accountable. So when I talk to Archie Hamilton, by the way, in Scotland, if you need one, he's the best ever. If he can herd me, the winner. But like, it's accountability for me, because otherwise, if Archie didn't ask me, like, so what did you do? What did you accomplish? What did you not do? What did you say no to? Like, he holds me accountable. Like, what did you do? We talked about this. I don't think I'd do it. Another thing that he's kind of coached me through is I can't have my phone in my room, because otherwise it's the first thing I grab for it and I will not do it. So I have to have it. And I use Alexa, she's probably going to talk to me, but I use her for the alarm instead of my phone because I can't do it. But these also, they don't have to be business coaches, right? Like, we're all kind of coaches and have their, you can get a friend, you can have your partner, you can have your husband, your wife, anybody. But I think having an accountability partner for these things makes it way easier.
And if you find yourself all alone, you know, we, Nitesh brought up AI, you can actually have conversations with AI and say, what do you think?
Wow. I don't want to know what Alexa thinks of me. We don't get along.
Yeah, but, maybe I don't want to do that. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, so, you know, Jack, who joins us every episode, thank you, Jack. Thank you. Said, does meditation help? I'm going to let Nitesh answer. Nitesh, you answer that.
You know what? I'm going to answer it, but I'm going to then throw it back at you guys. Jack, great question. Do any of you meditate? Could it help with clarity? Yeah, absolutely. Bruce talked about it a little bit because he talked about reflection, a few minutes at the end of the day or a few minutes at the beginning of the day. That's a form of meditation where you're clearing your brain. But absolutely, all the science tells us the meditation is key to gaining clarity. But Bruce, I want to knock it back to you a little bit again. So I think you are somebody, and Angie does too. I don't know why Angie says she has no clarity, and she's, you know, she, I think she has great clarity. But Bruce, I'm throwing it at you because you talked about the example of reflection. How did you come to that? How did that evolve in your life? Because I know you do it every day, because sometimes I catch you doing it when we're on a call together. So yeah. How did you come to that?
Well, strictly from, you know, anxiety and being overwhelmed. And as I was mentored throughout my career, and, you know, and it depends on what you do, but as my responsibilities grew and the stakes became much higher, naturally, I got a little more hopped up and a little more anxiety riddled. And I realized what a calming effect. And I actually did it twice a day. I would start my day off in the morning. At the end of the day, I would reflect and of everything we set out to do, what did we get done? But then I would come back in the morning one more time, because, you know, when you sleep on it, you know, because just like meditation, sleep calms the mind. I want that fresh perspective to say, okay, I'm about to fire back up. And all it did for me was, you know, it just calmed my mind, my persona, if you will, for lack of a better term, I'm trying to think, my behavior. One, it settled me down. So, if I was working, it could be my kids or a team. Was I all hopped up? No, it actually kind of calmed me down. And it got to the point that as I moved into coaching, I actually journal. And I think I said this on another episode, because that even took it for me a little bit of a step forward, because now there's written evidence. But the neat thing is, when things work, when you do that, the level of confidence and invincibility that you start to feel, like, if I practice this, I can get, but you know, I never thought about it, but it does rewire your brain. It frees you up to be like, well, I'm not going to sweat this out now. I know exactly what I'm going to do. And even if it doesn't work, at least I know what I'm going to do.
Right. Yeah. And it just takes that stress out. You know, so the journaling thing, and one thing before we go to break, it's such a huge deal. And I know that I sometimes struggled when I sat down, because I was overwhelmed. Like, what am I going to write? I have too much to get out. So I actually created this little book. It's like a quote book to help you create a daily writing habit. But I get so much good feedback because it's one quote. And you just, and the idea is you write what you feel when you see that quote, so that you always have a prompt. But everyone says, you know, it just turns into my journal. Like, it helps me get started because I need it somewhere to start. Because I think for some people, journaling is that something I should do. I don't know how to do it. Feels cheesy. Is it? Where do I start? So doing something like that, it doesn't have to be your day. Just start with whatever, you know, the TV show you watch, whatever, but just start. I think that journaling is so key. Great point, Bruce.
I think what I'm hearing from both of you is, and you know, I do something different. I sort of meditate now, and have been doing since October, November. And like you, Bruce, and like you, Angie, I just am much calmer as a result. I'm just don't get pumped up and about things if they don't go my own way. I have like a crystal clear view about these things. But one thing that's to answer Jack's question, meditation is great, but I think any form of self-reflection, like Bruce described, like Angie described, any form of self-reflection is fundamental, because it's gonna put your brain into good habits. And as Bruce keeps saying, it literally does rewire you. It changes the way your brain looks. And on that note, Jesse, why don't you take us to break? And Bruce, when we're back, I think you need to sort of ramp us up for the final segment.
Bring us home.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Ready to serve up success with a splash? Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, a.k.a. the Corporate Cockroach.
I'm the Renaissance Woman, Angie Snowball.
And I'm your strategy doctor, Dr. Navtej Dasanjh, inviting you to serving up success with a splash.
Join us as we shake things up with real talk and real strategies centered around awareness, action, and accountability.
And yes, there really is a cocktail involved. Please join us and sip your way to success.
Serving up success with a splash, where wisdom meets happy hours. Cheers!
Cheers!
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. Hopefully everybody's still with us. Before we kind of dig in, you know, I did have like three questions that is the challenge of the week. But before we did that, one of the things, man, I got to give Dr. D credit. This whole thing on the neuroscience of clarity makes all the sense in the world the way you explained it. I never thought of that because, you know, I got in front of me. So I'm not reading a script, but I always, when somebody says what the topic is, I always do a little bit of research, not to mention, I think of stuff in my life, but you know, like you read stuff from McKinsey and stuff and how clarity in an organization leads to 30% better in performance. So it's significant. I mean, it's a third of an organization's performance, almost a third, wow, is based on how clear is everybody. But we never talk about the neuroscience of it. That why do we feel good when we have it? Well, for me, that was my big takeaway. Now I know why it feels so damn good. My brain is saying, thank you.
Yeah, you can really leverage. Dr. D, you do an awesome job of like making these things that are labeled intangible and people push aside tangible. So it's like, oh, all that, what did you call it? Gobbledygook first had a really cool word for it once, I forget. But all this woo-woo stuff is what people call it. It's not. And that's what I love when Natej gets in there and he's like, no, none of this is woo-woo. It's neuroscience. It's in your brain. It does whatever. Yeah. That's why I asked when he was talking. I'm like, hold on a minute. So this is why? Like, this isn't just because, you know, people say chill out. There's actual reasons this works. I think it's fantastic. We're lucky to have you.
Yes. So what did you take away, Angie? What's your key takeaway?
You know, I think, again, it goes back to I love that these things, kind of what I just said, but that these things that I once thought were not as important, I would always chase like numbers, dollars. These were time. Those were more tangible things, were my clarity that I thought I wanted. And then when I started working with Archie, I realized that I was doing it completely backwards. And then everything I thought I wanted when I was clear was not at all what I wanted. It's what everybody else wanted me to have. It's what everybody else thought I wanted. So understanding that, what Natej says just all comes back to fruition. Is like, well, no wonder I wasn't stressed anymore. No wonder I'm still stressed. Don't get me wrong. I still get busy. I'm still a work in progress, right? Don't ask my husband. I'm stressed all the time, but I'm working on it, right? Like now I know what to do. And I feel like I've built this whole suit of armor to protect me from getting off target and getting off and keeping my brain, like Natej says, like talking to it, like saying, hey man, this is not the time to be stressed, just calm down, and controlling it. So that was my takeaway, is that this is a tangible thing. Like Dr. D says, you can work on it. And you, when you're doing these things, meditating, finding clarity, it brings physical, tangible results that lead to success. Like Bruce just said, 30%, that's insane. All right, Natej, what's yours?
Oh, it's got to be what Bruce said. Clarity is not the same as certainty.
That was good.
It may be that you have clarity in recognizing that there is massive uncertainty and that is causing you stress. That may be the simple clarity. I just love the way you phrased that. And I've got to say, I love the way you two have both. And I'm not just saying this to flatter you. I've really learned how each of you have come to dealing with anxiety and improving the way you get clarity. I've done it myself too. I mean, the walking and the meditation has just worked a treat for me. I just always know what the next step is because I always have clarity. And this is a new thing. This is not something I was doing 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So it's what Bruce said, clarity and uncertainty is not the same thing.
Also, Natej, you can always flatter me as much as you want. Bruce, back to you.
Well, you know, one of the things before we get to the challenge, somebody, they're setting up, I'm being interviewed at some university on, you know, their podcast and such. And the thing was, is that, well, how is AI impacting coaching? Because all of this content's available. And it was a real simple answer because, like Natej and Angie, you're not old like us.
Nope,
but
I'm not.
You know, through years of being coached and stuff, you really learned this to the point that it takes a lot now to stress me out. And if I do stress, it's usually about stupid stuff that really doesn't make a difference. But that's a big part of why I'm in coaching, is to share some of these tools and insights so that people don't wait until they're old as dirt like me to start to relax a little. I want to get you while you're in your 20s and 30s.
You can talk to AI, and it's so not the same as me sitting down with Bruce saying, walking through it.
Well, and I told him two things, awareness and accountability. Yeah, you got all the data. But through questions, I'm going to help you gain that clarity around where you are and where you want to go. And all aspects, if we're talking business or family, it's that clarity. And it's through questions. It's not me saying, here's what you do and now you're clear. You know, just show me what to do. No, I'm going to teach you how to get that clarity. And then on the flip side, it's the accountability. I'm going to kick your ass if we don't do what we say we're going to do. You know, those two things. I ain't going to help you with. But anyways, I didn't mean to digress. So the challenge for the week, because I'm sure everybody's head, for those that hung in there, and thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. But for those that are still with us, your head's probably spinning. So the simple challenge, and I'm going to look at my notes here because I wanted this challenge and I want to make sure I get it right, is you really want to take a sheet of paper, an actual sheet of paper. Okay. And the first thing you're going to do is write down, what do I want more of? What do I want more of in my life? Maybe related to your family, your career, or your business. What do I want less of? What do I want to declutter? Take it out. The third thing, so these are pretty simple. What do I want more of? What do I want less of? The third thing, what one thing are you going to do next week, what one step are you going to take to get closer to either what you want more of or what you want less of? And that's life. It's not hitting a home run. It's taking one step at a time with great clarity and purpose and intent. Pick the word. But that's what life's about. And you've got 365 days a year, you know, 50 plus weeks. You know, you got a lifetime. And if you do that one simple thing, one thing you're going to do to get what you want more of or what you want less of, and you do that every single week, oh, let me tell you, after about 6 months, you're going to be in a totally different place. That's the challenge.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that too. I'm going to do that too.
Yeah.
And it really is that simple. All right. Yeah. Any other comments?
Angie was just about to say something, but I can't.
Yes.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, do it and share it with us. Put it on our social media. Comment on our YouTube. Let us know if it worked for you. What'd you choose to do? I would love to know, because I always hear from other people too. So share it. Let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. Bruce, before, I just want to say something too. I really want to genuinely, it's just occurred to me as you were talking, that we are genuinely grateful that people are listening to us in such numbers. But even if it was just one person, we are genuinely grateful because we're having a ball. We hope you have a ball with us. We hope that you are getting something, just one thing a week, and you're having some laughs along with us. Please join in. Please send questions. Please send something on social media. We just really find the entertaining you a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Angie, next week, what are we talking about?
Procrastination. How to not procrastinate. I know everybody has this problem. And if you say no, you're lying. So join us. We're going to find out how to not procrastinate.
So everybody, cheers to clarity, courage, and a damn good cocktail. See you next week.
Cheers.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A-Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A-Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.